Greetings to all international sales representatives and business people across the world. Hope you're all feeling great. We're back with another educational podcast, and today's topic is all about claiming your share. It's that question we all ask ourselves: what's my share of this world? How much of it should God give me? Today, we're gonna discuss how you reap what you sow, but some people believe that everything belongs to them, and they feel wronged because things didn't turn out that way. Like they missed out on the all riches of this world. They see it as an injustice, but someone who truly understands the world and knows the Creator well realizes this story is different. It's quite puzzling that some even complain about the Creator. These people often don't want to sit down and logically reflect, honest with themselves, even for once. Let's dive deep into this issue today. Those who are after a bigger share, what qualities should they have? What principles and laws of this world should they understand? And how should they act, moving in the right direction before expecting results, before asking for their share? It is worth questioning someone who hasn't done the work yet demands a share. Sa'di beautifully says in a verse, "Without pain there is no gain. The reward, my brother, is for the one who works." As you know, humans have limited time, limited energy, and they engage in specific tasks. We all have these three elements in common, yet we lead very different lives. The key difference is in what we do. So the important question is, how do we define work? What does it mean to work? What should I do to increase my share of this abundant world? But today, I want to introduce you to a new concept I call share triangle. This triangle consists of three sides. The top side, which we will call knowledge, the right side, which is effort, and the left side, which we will name branding. These three sides are key when it comes to claiming your share. Whoever has a stronger branding will have a bigger share. Similarly, those who increase their knowledge will get a larger share, and the more effort you put in, the greater your share will be. In this universe, there is no such thing as luck. If you want a bigger share, it's not about getting lucky. Many people turn to things like feng shui for these issues, but let me emphasize, don't chase after luck and chance. As Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, sustenance comes in two forms. One part comes to you automatically, whether you work for it or not. You've probably seen examples of this, like when someone brings food to your door, or you're walking and someone suddenly offers you a drink or a meal. And many of you who get to know Arad Branding, this organization, that was part of your sustenance. You didn't go looking for Arad Branding. Arad came to you. This is a type of sustenance that's destined for you. But the second part is the kind of sustenance that you have to go after, you have to chase. Dear friends, if you really understand this point, it can be a game changer. Some people believe that no matter how much effort you put in, how much you work, how much your knowledge grows, and how strong your branding becomes, your sustenance is already determined, and it's all in God's hands. Yes, God says that sustenance is indeed in His hands and comes in two forms. As Imam Ali, peace be upon him, beautifully explains, one part comes to you automatically and the other part you have to go after. What's even more interesting is that no one can take that sustenance away from you. It's not about luck. Your sustenance is already registered in your name. It's meant for you. A lot of people say, but teacher, what if in a business deal the customer bypasses us? Or the producer or supplier cuts us out and they make a direct deal with each other. What happens to me as the trader? Where do I stand? They're essentially doubting their sustenance. The truth is, if you believe in your sustenance, you'll know that no one can take it from you. Anything that is truly yours, your share, belongs to you, and no one can take it from you in this world. Please write this down for yourself and believe it. Have faith in it. In my own team, where dozens of people are working, I see this reality every day. Among my own traders, who are more than 10,000 people, I see it firsthand. A weaker trader has their share. A stronger trader has their share. Someone who's better at negotiation also has their own share, and they all receive their sustenance. This world doesn't run out of sustenance. It's a world of abundance. The key point is to ask yourself, what is my share of this abundant world? How much is meant to come to me? Please understand this deeply. Imagine walking into a shopping mall where every floor, from the first floor to the 10th, is selling mobile phones. Whether you're on the 10th floor or the first, you're still going to sell. Even if you're right at the entrance, you'll sell. But the amount each store sells will vary. Everyone sells, but their share is different. It's the same in the world of trade and business. Everyone sells, but the shares are different. So we need to understand what this triangle of success is made of. So number one is knowledge, number two is effort, and number three is branding. But the real question is what a philosopher beautifully asked: who are the people who are merely alive, and who are the ones actually living? Think about it. Some people are just alive, while others are truly living. Both groups receive their sustenance. As we discussed in previous sessions, we said that if we want to categorize the brain, it can be divided into three sections. The first section is what we can call it animal or survival brain, part of the brain focused on mere survival. These are people who are only striving to stay alive. This is where instincts, desire, habits, inheritance, and pleasures come into play, things we already talked about. These are involuntary responses, things that happen without much conscious thought, and they fall under this first category. What's interesting is that for more than 90% of people, and sometimes even 100%, in extreme cases, all their energy goes into this survival mode, the first part of the brain, the survival brain. It's like the animal side of human behavior. It's all about staying alive, driven by instincts and basic needs. But the second layer of the brain, the human part, is where learning, connections, purpose, and questions like, what is my mission? Where do I want to go? What are my dreams come into play? This is the part of the brain focused on understanding one's purpose in creation. It asks, what do I need to do? This is the human brain, the second level of thinking. Now there is also a third level, the transcendent part, which we discussed in the previous podcast. I won't go into that today, but let's focus on understanding the distinction. The people in the first group are simply surviving. The brain is constantly working just to keep them alive. They have an income, they have a share in this world, but they operate like animals, purely focused on survival. And animals, well, they don't care about things like what's my future, what's my purpose in life, or what should I learn next. Have you ever seen an animal studying, listening to a podcast, or watching a video to learn something new? Of course not. They don't think about the things. Their focus is only on staying alive. But humans have another mission, another purpose. They have come to live. Yet, unfortunately, many people have rented out that second level of their brain and have nothing to do with it, putting all their energy into the first level. Whatever they do, they see that the speed of inflation is greater than their own speed. And they always say, I'm in debt. I don't really know what to do. And they constantly face this philosophy. But my dear friends, I want to examine this. I want to test myself and teach you how to test yourselves, to create an experiment. First, I want you to answer this question. Should all people really be facing these challenges or not? Many people today are not in a good economic situation. Is this justice or injustice? Let's first analyze this and then separate yourself from this crowd. Distinguish yourself from the masses and become one of the special ones, not the ordinary ones. There has been some research done, and I want to share this with you so you can apply it. At a specific time, pay close attention, friends. Define two types of actions based on the two levels of our brains. The first level is the survival, animal level, and the second level is the human level. I want to describe a scenario at a specific time, say at noon. So what kind of level are we talking about? What kind of action? Imagine there's a place giving away free food at noon. Let's say your neighbor next door is distributing free meals. And right now, And right next to you, another neighbor is offering free knowledge or learning opportunities. Now at noon, where does your mind go? Which one do you choose? What's your priority? Now answer this question. Most people in society would say that, what about each option? Do they say, let's go for the free knowledge later? Or do they say, let's go first and we will get to the food later? Determine this for yourself. Eating and sleeping fall into that first level, our habits and instincts. Now, the second level is about learning and knowledge. So when it's a specific time, like noon or even 1 o'clock, which option do we choose? If you're thinking, well, I'll go for knowledge later, then I say, great. But then what has all your focus become? It's become that same old story from the first level of the brain, the level of daily routines. This is the part of the brain that strives for mere survival. It's not about truly living, because someone who wants to live fully also envisions their future. The essential point about successful people is this. They believe that today they will do the things that others are unwilling to do, so tomorrow they can accomplish things that others are unable to do. The fundamental question is, who deserves to take more from the system of creation? Pay attention, everyone. Those who have a learning mindset and possesses more knowledge should rightfully have a larger share. Do you also want a larger share? Does this learning mindset exist within you? When should you start? From this moment, right now, they say, do it now. I need to gain this mindset immediately. I should not rent out my second level anymore. Many people have rented out this level. The humanity that we talk about is often heard in many social networks and among many people who ask, what about humanity? It seems this level has been forgotten, which is a huge mistake. So don't do that. Have a plan for yourself. From now on, I want to be a successful human being. I want larger share. So that means more knowledge, more effort, and more branding. We want to talk about these three aspects. Up to this point, we've been discussing the first aspect, which is knowledge. The problem is not with the sender, dear friends. The issue lies with the receivers. I've talked about this many times. God wants to give everyone abundance, but it's up to you and me to receive it. If someone brings a small bowl but wants a larger share, then they should understand that only a little food or money can fit into that small bowl. If you want a bigger share, you need to increase your capacity to receive. If you bring a small container and expect a larger portion, that's a mistake. It's simply not logical. I often think about why one person works for 8 hours and earns 200 million, 500 million, or even a billion, while another works the same hours, faces even greater challenges, yet ends up earning only 10 or 15. Why is that so? From one perspective, you might say that the first person was lucky, had connections, or other reasons like that. However, when I look at the situation more comprehensively, I realize that effort in the wrong direction, on the wrong path, will not yield a greater share for you. If you enter a street and head toward the neighbor who is giving away lentil soup and then complain about not receiving any meat, you might be ignoring the other neighbor down the street who is giving away chicken. You choose to go to the one offering lentil soup, and then you're upset and dissatisfied, asking, why isn't the meat coming to us? Why don't we get any of that chicken? Well, my dear friends, take a moment to reflect on the path you're on, the road of your livelihood. If you say that your income is currently just that little bit of money, but you're stuck in a job where that money isn't present, then no matter how much you try, you're just putting effort into the wrong path. Yes, there is that little bit of income, maybe 10 or 15, just like lentil soup. You need to work on a path where the money is. If you want meat, you need to go down a different road. One neighbor is giving away meat while another is providing split peas. Both are offering food. Who is going to get a bigger share? But those who are on the right path understand that money is in trade. I accept that I've entered the world of commerce, and now when we reach the second aspect, I must put in effort. I've never met anyone who truly worked in commerce and went without a share or reward. Is it possible that your neighbor who is generously giving away meat has a never-ending supply and you take your bowl and it doesn't reach you? Of course not. It doesn't run out. They say there is more to come. God has beautifully created this world. According to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his progeny, sustenance is divided into 10 parts, 9 of which are in trade and only 1 in other professions and jobs. So when I realize that money is in trade, I must step into this path. Now that I've entered this path, the second aspect is effort. Grab a piece of paper and a pen. If you believe that God hasn't provided you in the world of trade, write down what efforts you've made. I genuinely want to know about your efforts in the field of commerce. Are you making an effort in the right directions? If someone is giving out something somewhere, but you're positioned elsewhere, you need to aim for the target in the right direction. If you claim that you've entered the world of commerce and that nothing from this world has come to you, I want to know what efforts you've put in. Write down your efforts. Shakespeare beautifully states, either strive as much as your dreams or dream as much as your effort. Define your capacity. You bring a small bowl, a 1 kilogram bowl, and then you expect to receive 50 kilograms, 100 kilograms, or 10,000 kilograms of share. That's ridiculous. Anyone who sees it would think it's silly. You're sitting in a 100 square meter house, yet you're choosing furniture as if you lived in a 1,000 square meter house, saying, I want this. First, expand your home. Many people cannot comprehend it. Many people cannot comprehend what it means to expand your home. Expanding your home means increasing your capacity. If you want to share, strengthen this 3 aspects. Number 1, knowledge. Enhance your knowledge in this subject. Number 2, effort. Increase your efforts. And the last one, number 3, branding. Strengthen your branding. If you reinforce these 3 aspects, it's impossible not to receive a larger share. One day someone messaged me saying, my spouse doesn't allow me to do business. Pay close attention to this real life situation. They said, my spouse doesn't let me trade. I asked, what do you mean they don't let you? They replied, you previously went into the stock market and failed, so I won't allow you to engage in that activity again. I told you not to go, but you didn't listen to me. Now you want to trade, but you fail again, so I won't let you. Now let's analyze this. What do the aspects of success say? What do the dimensions of share imply? If someone has knowledge, they understand. I have often said, invest in yourself. When you invest in stocks, cryptocurrency, banks, or anything like that, even cars, properties, or land, you're investing in something other than yourself. When I say increase your knowledge, I mean to elevate yourself. When I say increase your efforts, I again refer to yourself. When I say strengthen your branding, it's still about you. I never say to invest in something outside yourself. So understand this clearly, please. Those who don't achieve results cannot grasp this concept. That's why they invest elsewhere and say it didn't work. I ask, are you sure about yourself? In the world of commerce, you must be trustworthy. Are you confident that you're not a thief or a scammer? Are you certain you can be trusted? Do you handle supplier information carefully and not disclose it to others? Will a person be able to trust you with their money, 1 billion, 2 billion, or 10 billion? If the answer is yes, banks handle billions daily with just a small profit margin. So why wouldn't a person trust you with their money? You say, well done, because I'm not a brand. Now, the story of branding is a more important subject. Separate from the discussion of knowledge and effort, branding is a different narrative that we will hopefully cover in the next podcast, where we will talk about the science of branding as well. So for those who want success and desire a greater share, it's essential to understand these 3 aspects correctly. Just say, do it now. I need to act on this immediately. Therefore, do it right. Seek results and desire your share. Seeking a share is good, but based on what you have planted, you must reap. When the time comes, reap your rewards. Those who haven't sown anything should not expect to reap anything. These 3 aspects are the 3 dimensions of your planting. How much have you increased your knowledge? Please write down the efforts you've made. What have you done on the path to success to become successful? And then the 3rd aspect, branding. I hope everyone notes these 3 aspects for themselves, execute them, and receives the best results and energy from them. I love you all. Until our next training session, I entrust you to God. Take care and have a great day.